When I was growing up in Ireland, there was an insult that people used to use. They used to say, "See him over there, he loves himself." Loving yourself was a shameful thing. And most people are brought up in environments where it's normal to be judgmental about yourself, to judge yourself harshly, but we don't need to. There's ways to break that habit, and that's what we're talking about today on Mindfulness for Beginners. Have you ever remembered something embarrassing that you've done and thought, "You idiot," or maybe you've thought worse than that? Well, I have, and I think everyone does to some extent. It's very ingrained in us to regret things from the past, to see ourselves as not meeting some standard, and as a result we feel miserable and anxious. Imagine if we just stopped doing it one day, just stopped judging ourselves. Wouldn't that be crazy? Well, non-judgment is one of the pillars of mindfulness, and over the next couple of weeks we're going to talk about how we can let go of judgment of ourselves and let go of judgment of other people. But if you're anything like me, it's hard to stop your inner critic focusing their attention on you. It might be around your job performance, might be how you interact with other people, it might be how you look. And if you've listened to the podcast before, then you won't be surprised to hear me say that the first step is awareness. So you need to train your mind to be aware of your mind, of your thoughts. If this is your first exposure to mindfulness, that might sound a bit like the movie Inception, but really keeping an eye on your thoughts every so often is not that hard. Self-criticism is one of the reasons, I believe, why people aren't keen on mindfulness. So imagine having to really properly listen to those critical self-thoughts. Wouldn't it be easier to just switch on a TV and drown it out? If you're listening to this, then you know as well as me that that doesn't really work. The thoughts just keep on coming, and living detached from reality causes us a great deal of suffering. We need to practice our awareness a little every day, training ourselves to treat us with kindness and understanding, like you would a friend. So get Headspace or the Plum Village app and carve out some time for yourself every day. But let's say that you're having a judgmental thought. Sean, you made a fool of yourself in front of that person. What's our usual reaction? So we probably feel sad, angry at ourselves. We might feel some stress. We might try and push the thought away. But to get our inner critic to relax, what we really need to do is to listen to what they're saying and ask yourself whether it's true. If it was happening to a friend, what would you say to them? You'd probably say, "It wasn't that bad. No one noticed. People like you and they won't take it the wrong way." Take a step backwards out of the storm, breathe and observe. Observe the criticism without reacting. Notice what feelings you have associated with the criticism without being swept away. Accept the critical thought without agreeing, just noticing that it's there. And then finally, I would invite you to look deeply into where the self-judging comes from. And the origin really isn't whatever perceived mistake you're berating yourself for. What drives the criticism in this context? It might be an attachment to some past pain, something that happened in your childhood. It might be a relationship where you learned a habit to judge yourself. It might be something in your culture or a specific belief you have about yourself. We can be afraid to lift up the stone because of all the creepy crawlies that might come out, but trust me that it's the only way to truly liberate yourself from suffering. So we're going to do a guided meditation on the mind so that we can train ourselves to be aware of our thoughts. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do the usual settling in introduction. Thank you. So firstly, focusing on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your awareness to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Focusing your attention on your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. aware of the state of my mind, I breathe in. Smiling to the state of my mind, I breathe out. Aware of mind, smiling. Noticing each thought as it arises, I breathe in. Smiling to each thought as it arises, I breathe out. Noticing, smiling. Seeing each thought as a cloud passing overhead, I breathe in, smiling to each thought passing overhead, I breathe out. Clouds smiling. Seeing the clouds pass over the horizon, I breathe in. Smiling to the clouds passing over the horizon, I breathe out. Clouds passing over the horizon, smiling. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I know it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. Opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful, maybe healthy, and live a long life.